This is Scott Becker with a special episode of the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. And this one's going to talk about the Democratic House proposal. Some of the details are starting to release on the tax increases to help fund the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill. There's five quick notes I'll make, and then we'll go from there. And these will all be discussed more and more over the next several weeks, but this is at least a starting point on what we're seeing in that Democratic House bill to fund the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill. First, increasing the corporate income tax rate from 21% to 26.5%. That rate had gone down under the Trump administration, the tax cuts from 35% to 21%. Under this measure, it would go back up from 21% to 26.5%. Second, what's called a surplus tax, whatever you want to call it, a 3% tax on any income above $5 million. So this would add another 3% to the marginal income tax rates for anybody making over $5 million, whether in a transaction, meaning under capital gains or ordinary income, any kind of income, raising again tax rates by 3% on income above $5 million. Third, raising the marginal tax rate on taxpayers by 2.6%, particularly on higher level taxpayers. So what was a 37% marginal tax rate on income above a certain amount would now go back to 39.6%, so raising that by 2.6%. Fourth, raising the capital gains rate from 20% to 25%. Now, this is not nearly as bad as people had originally contemplated, going from 20 to 40%, but you have to remember that 25% really includes, again, if it's over a $5 million transaction, it includes another 3%, so it's 28%, and then you still have the 3.8% Medicare self-employment tax on top of that, so you're really looking at about a 31.8% capital gains rate, but again, rising by truly about 8% on big transactions, 5% on smaller transactions. Finally, several tax raises aimed at closely held businesses to try and move more and more. There was this pass-through concept put in for closely held businesses in the Trump tax cuts that they're trying to undo. And then there's also more rules to try and categorize business owners as active business owners and really not active or non-active, but subject to the 3.8% Medicare and self-employment tax that many people can avoid currently. So again, a lot more information to come, but five big highlights: corporate income tax rates going back up to 26.5%, the capital gains rate going from 20 to 25%, third, a 3% surplus on all income above $5 million, whether capital gains driven or income driven, fourth, a raising of the marginal tax rate by 2.6%, at least at the higher levels. There's more details to be released. And then finally, several different tax raises for closely held businesses. I think the political spin on it from the Democrats will be that it's not going to be nearly as much as the 20 to 40% increase that originally people were talking about with capital gains rates. The flip side is, and they'll look at it as more 20 to 25%, but it's really 20 to 28 plus 3.8%. But there'll be a lot of political spin on both sides of the equation as people try and ferret through what this really means for taxpayers and what it means for the U.S. economy. In any event, those are some of the early details coming out of the House Democratic side on what tax increases will look like. The Democrats are trying to hold together their slim majority in the House to get these passed, and also in the Senate, basically a very slim majority there too, an equal amount of Republican and Democratic senators. They'll line up with both, but then a tie-breaking vote from Vice President Kamala Harris. In any event, fascinating to watch the politics of this. We'll see how it plays over the next couple of weeks. I know that initially there'll be a sigh of relief from the business community that this is a 20 to 25% capital gains rate versus a 20 to 40% capital gains rate, but maybe not a sigh of relief because maybe that sort of hitting it not quite as hard will make it easier to pass anything many in the business community are not excited about, tax increases, but a fascinating thing to watch. Thank you for listening to this special edition of the Becker Private Equity Business Update.